Welcome, everybody, to the Ascendant Brady podcast, aka Tech Talk. This is going to be episode one of however many we decide to do, and today's episode is featuring Fallen Foe. Now, today's topics include everything from TikTok to Twitch to food to movies. We even talked about Cars 2 in this. Make sure to stick around, relax, check out our socials, and enjoy the podcast. Fallen Foe, we know you're 27. Big 270-pound man, 6'6 unit. So this brings us into the first question of the day. Cars 1, 2, or 3?
Cars 1.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
It was the OG opening.
The best. Cars.
It was the debut of Lightning McQueen.
I know what. Valid. Top 3 fast food like places four. Locally.
From best to worst, let's rock with, let's go, Raising Cane's, Whataburger. For third, Dairy Queen, man. Dairy Queen's just solid.
A shitty list.
A shitty list? What?
No. Raising Cane's definitely deserves to be up there. It's definitely great.
DC, Brady's got DQ. They got Blizzard. Dude, they got Steak
All
Fingers.
I got is a Blizzard. All I got is a Blizzard.
My DQ
Why do you have
shut
a bag?
Down.
They don't Food give Blizzards the bags.
DoorDash.
So that was the biggest lie I've ever heard. Yeah, my man downed like a 13-piece chicken nugget meal. Here.
I can confirm. It was last night.
God,
Elmer.
All right, moving on from food and movies, we have thoughts on the future of Twitch streaming.
I think
Twitch by 2021. I bet by 2025, YouTube and Facebook Gaming will completely take over Twitch. Twitch, the way that they have like their TOS and everything is just starting to squeeze out content creators, and it's not allowing creators to really express themselves without breaking TOS, as well as the recent issues they had with the follow botting. People were getting, you know, they were getting banned from something they can't even control. And that pushed a lot of people over to YouTube Gaming, as well as the hot mic situation. A lot of creators, deal with. Literally, somebody screaming something in your stream, you immediately get banned for, you know, 2, 3, 4 days. It acts as a copyright strike or a strike on your account. And if you reach out to Twitch, you're not getting through to them.
Facts. So, but here's the thing. Thoughts on follow bot, because I know you got like 10k botted to you and you didn't even know until
you said something.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
So do you think Twitch is actually going to fix that? Because I saw they tweeted about it too.
Yeah, you retweeted
it. But have they done anything about it yet?
3051 on Twitter.
No, they haven't done anything about it. It's an easy fix too. All you got to do is a lot, you know, one follower per 1 second, and that'll stop 10 grand or 10 G's of people getting just immediately thrown onto your account.
See, but then if they did that, then it brings up the issue of like huge streamers like Ninja's Prime. He was getting like probably 100 followers a second or something like that.
But it would, but wouldn't, don't you think they'd have some type of data log in their database that would say, if I was streaming, it would say Ninja rated Fallen Foe, and it would automatically kick in a bypass knowing a big raid was coming, because there's got to be some way that they can filter it out where they see that nobody got raided and all of a sudden they gained 10k followers, that there's an issue.
There's no
they had like 10k to begin with.
Yeah,
it's no way a $2 billion company can't figure out,
can't come out with some simple AI. I went to McDonald's and bought breakfast today, ordered off a computer. McDonald's has the AI. Why can't Twitch?
Bring on the way to McDonald's right now.
Shut up. Listen, you want to talk about you DoorDashing something last night without any credits at all? You just decided to DoorDash something. And then you make fun of me for DoorDashing.
Yeah, because I do it once every, like, 2 months.
I get DoorDash, gift cards.
I DoorDash Taco Bell.
You forget. Brady's like 2-3 times a day. Easy. Literally. It's like 2-3 times a day.
Dude, Brady, last time was my subathon February 27th.
Nice.
It is April 24th.
I can literally, like, I could pull up my orders right now. I ordered once today.
Twice yesterday.
Once last week. Okay. I've ordered twice in a month. That's pretty good.
Just name three different occasions. What are you talking about?
Dude, no way.
Bro.
Dude, it was a triple double crunch wrap. and two soft tacos, $20.
That's so much. It's
too That's why I don't DoorDash. You get that? What was it? Probably like $7 originally before the fees.
It was like $9.
Yeah,
it was like $9 or something.
No, Taco
I gave my driver. I gave my driver a $10.
Man, that Twitch money be hitting different at that point.
$3 tip to my driver, and I texted her, and she said she wouldn't ring my doorbell. Very nice of her. If she rang my doorbell, dude, I would not be here right now.
It's because his parents. Probably have, it was. I have, it was like 1 a.m.
I would have belt lashes across my face.
1 a.m. Taco Bell.
Besides the 20.
That's why it was $20. They throw a huge fee on that.
Now we're right.
I know.
Our next topic is right back on the topic of food. We have Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. In general, like we're not talking about the chicken sandwich, just in general, the restaurants.
Popeyes. There's so much more of options. Chick-fil-A has a sandwich, nuggets, a salad.
They have a I think that's
it,
sandwich.
Isn't it?
They have
a grill. But that's still a chicken sandwich. It's a sandwich, nuggets, and a salad.
Does anyone go to Popeyes and order anything but a chicken sandwich?
Me.
Me?
They're legging thigh pieces, bushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is? Their fries are ridiculous.
Just like the actual fried chicken pieces, like the chicken legs and thighs are actually really good. Yeah. Plus, they got the dirty rice and the beans. I mean, they got sides. It's Popeyes. I would rather have Popeyes over Chick-fil-A. Honestly, Chick-fil-A is kind of overrated, my opinion.
It's expensive, too.
It's just a sandwich. I don't know.
Nothing comes on it. I got it one time. Not a thing.
Yeah,
chicken and bread.
It's pickles. Like two pickles that are like folded over. It's you get like two bites of pickles. That's it.
No, the pickles make the sandwich extremely soggy and not like a good soggy.
Yeah, if you don't eat it when you order it and like you take it home, 20-minute ride home, and you eat it, it's kind of gross.
I've never, out of the like 50 times I've DoorDashed recently, I've never got Chick-fil-A for that reason.
Yeah, it's their frozen lemonade though. I got their frozen lemonade. They mix lemonade with vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
that actually is pretty good. I will give Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. That sounds a little bit nasty.
What?
Nah.
What?
Dude,
what?
Right.
Tell me you're from North Carolina without actually telling me.
No.
You're from North Carolina.
You're the one who thinks that North Carolina is in the North. I don't want to hear a thing.
It literally, North Carolina.
It's not in
the name. It's in the name. It's in the name.
It's like technically saying, south. It's below like the Mason-Dixon line. Oh, my God. But I consider it north. If you're not touching the Gulf, you're not south. You're north.
That's like saying South Dakota's in the south.
It is.
Just because
it's south.
But it's south of Dakota.
Yes, yeah. And I am north of South Carolina. That doesn't mean I'm north. That doesn't.
Yeah,
if you're not touching the Gulf of Mexico, you're not in the south. I'll leave it at that.
Exactly.
Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida.
That's like Seoul South. I'm just talking about like South in general. So I'm
that's there. Pretty high up there. I'll consider it mid. I'll settle for mid.
Ascend, you get the next topic. I gotta text my mom back.
Oh, sorry. Fallen, what are your thoughts on the current state of TikTok? A lot of views have been down for many people.
And a lot of absolute garbage videos are getting views.
Yeah.
Example.
TikTok is Spotify. TikTok is dead. And that's very, very long shot. But honestly, think of last summer. That was like the peak of TikTok.
That was.
It was
a lot more people on their phones too. Everyone was locked down.
Yeah, well, it's just now, like Brady said, it's just, I mean, I don't care about like super high quality content, but a lot of the content's just like, it's all been done. A lot of the ideas have been done. Of course, there is new ideas that float around, but I feel like a lot of the creators have slowed down and started pushing to YouTube and Twitch. And I mean, you look at, I'm not going to name drop, but some of the bigger creators last summer, they were posting 4 or 5 times a day. Now it's once a week, twice a week, if that. I mean, they're just trying to keep their account alive at this point.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Because, I mean, it's not just because like I can run out of ideas. If I'm at home 7 days a week, all of ideas just flowing through my head. But when I'm gone like 4 or 5 days a week, like 14 hours a day, I'll come home. I'll already be tired. I can't think of anything.
Well, TikTok.
I'm focused on school and stuff.
TikTok doesn't take care of the creators. I mean, look at Snapchat. People are getting on the Snapchat spotlight and making 30, 40 G's off 80K view or 800,000 views. They're making $40,000.
Yeah, no, who was it? KK Fergie got on Spotlight and he made like 10K off that.
Yeah, and Niche Games, he made like 30 grand off getting on Spotlight.
What is it? The Creator Fund. I got a, I think it was one day last week, I got a day with, I think I had a total of 150K views. I got paid $4 that day.
Yeah, it's like
four
it's between
bucks.
Like $1.50 and $5.
$4.
And it's not even because it's like short content, so you can't squeeze ads in there. They just don't try.
Oh, there's ads.
And they bag it all themselves,
in there.
Though.
It's yeah, worse and than they
Twitch, 50%.
Yeah, it's just not. I mean, compared to like YouTube or even Twitch is better. I mean, for growing like a brand, staying if you want to like you can create a big page on TikTok, but. It's not going to be something you can do TikTok solely for a living unless you're Dixie D'Amelio, Charlie D'Amelio, Addison Rae, where TikTok legit carries them.
Even if, are they really
even if they're not making much off TikTok. I mean, probably ads and stuff like that.
I bet based off of just TikTok and the Creator Fund, if they are in the Creator Fund based off their views, because they're making, what, two videos a day and each video per day is pulling 10, 15 million. Mm-hmm. I bet they make $600 a day off just TikTok posts.
I doubt they're in the Creator Fund. They probably have a bigger contract.
A contract outside of the Creator Fund.
They probably have a contract, yeah, with
a set amount for like 3 months to stay on the platform.
But it shouldn't be like that. TikTok makes a lot of money, and they should be taking care of their creators because that's what's keeping their app alive and keeping people on there.
Exactly. No one's end game is TikTok either. Like, no, like, oh, I just want to get famous on TikTok. Like, you want to branch out to YouTube and Twitch.
It's a stepping stone.
Where the income actually is. Yeah,
think about this. YouTube gives 100K plaques, a mil plaque. Twitch gives free access to a TwitchCon, like, special access badge. And if you're to a certain level, flights, all this. So, like, what does TikTok really do in that regard?
They sent out, who was it? There was a tech creator. Didn't Carter get a TikTok thing for hitting 1 million?
He got, like, chocolate or something.
No,
he has a plaque, or did he make that himself or pay for it?
No, he didn't. No, he got
a for him.
Some creator. That's why, for where you left.
No,
some creators, like, I'm like around the holidays, they get like certain little like a box
the
of TikTok chocolates. What is that?
Yeah, what?
Got my local Dollar Tree.
And you know it's that Easter quality chocolate that's just like you take a bite,
those little eggs type shit.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, this is the lowest quality.
All right, moving on. We have a very controversial topic. We were actually watching the Jake Paul fight with you when it happened.
Yeah.
So thoughts on that whole event in general?
I think it was rigged. If you go and look up Ben Askren when he was contending for his championship belt, he was fighting. I can't remember his name. I think he was a Cuban fellow, and he was on top of Ben Askren, literally beating his head against. The canvas, just like straight to the face, and Astrid didn't get knocked out.
He's retired and has had a hip replacement though.
He may be retired, but those athletes don't stop training. They still train every single day.
Did he see his dad bod? I don't know if he was training.
Well, that was because he had to push 20
Jake Paul
pounds.
Paul said
up.
He looks like an Uber driver.
He has
that
to,
one.
You
was
gotta
not.
Gain 20 pounds.
That was so bad. Just dead silence on the set. And that was in the Impulsive podcast. He said, bro, Ben Askren looks like an Uber driver. Dead silence for probably 10 seconds after he said that.
In like a 20-person studio.
He looked out of shape. No. I will give him that, but I don't know. It could have been rigged, but I mean, Jake Paul is an athlete. He has been getting trained by some world-class boxers, so.
How about
He looked ripped.
Oh, yeah. No, Jake Paul's been training nonstop for a couple years now.
Facts.
Ben Askren literally was at soccer practice with his daughter Lily the other day. Like, he just went straight in.
It was a bag. He was chasing a bag, which, respect to him. Hey, if it was rigged and you got knocked out for a bag, I'd let Conor McGregor punch me in the face for a couple million dollars. I mean,
heck yeah.
Money's money.
Conor McGregor.
Literally. But if he's going to continue, he can't go and fight a non-boxer. He's fought a basketball player.
a YouTuber.
Retired MMA fighter and a YouTuber. From this point on, if he goes and fights somebody, if he doesn't fight a boxer after this, no one's going to be like taking him seriously. It'll be like, okay, whatever, yeah. Dude.
Because that's ever a complaint.
Talk about
no.
There was a mm-hmm. bunch of.
He can't come into the UFC. Oh, he would. God, no. He. No. Yeah, he would. No. He needs to fight a boxer. I think Deontay Wilder is in the same weight class as him. They're both on that light heavyweight. Fight Deontay Wilder. He's a champion. I mean, Jake Paul sits there and says, "I'm a champion class fighter. I'm the best there is," and wants to talk all this smack. Then go fight the best. Mm-hmm. Hit it prison style. Go call out the biggest, baddest dude and fight him and show your name. I mean,
if you beat him, you gain everyone's respect.
Exactly. So, or even if you just fought him and lost, I'd respect him. You went and fought a real boxer.
Yeah. As we were watching the event, you saw there was a bunch of social media, TikTok dancers, them, right? What are your thoughts on the social media presence at the event, the commentators, structure and professionalism?
That wasn't Ben Askren versus Jake Paul. That was called Clout Con.
Yeah.
It was literally, they just took everybody, grab Dixie D'Amelio, Snoop Dogg, grab him in here, get him in here. And Snoop Dogg can't commentate a fight. That was the most biggest of a joke. Of those
bring me my money, Jake. Bring me my
man
money.
Man looking like a bag of milk, Snoop Dogg. You better take your cinnamon. What was that? What's that? Apple Jacks? You better take your Apple Jacks looking ass back and go back to making rap music and doing what else you do. You're not a commentator.
Dude, and it was like the weirdest variety of people. Again, you had like Snoop Dogg, Pete Davidson, Charlie D'Amelio. Like,
It was just a clout contest. This? Yeah, it was. I mean, I see why they did it. But look at Jake. You know, he's a huge YouTuber. So how else do you get people to watch? You know, think of, honestly, on y'all guys' opinion, how many people do you think literally bought it to see who was there? Because they knew Dixie D'Amelio was going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
How many, like, of Dixie's diehard fans that have Dixie tatted across the chest bought it just to see her there?
I'm gonna do, like, an actual number here because 1.3 mil people bought it.
What was the paper? It was 1.3 million people got the pay-per-view.
And then probably 10 mil pirated. Definitely,
I would say at least 5,000 bought it specifically for their favorite content creator that was there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say,
honestly, 20% of the pay-per-views were for who was there.
Think about that. I mean, what's 10,000 pay-per-views times, what was it, 50 bucks or 60 50. Bucks? Yeah, so 50. 10 times 50, just based off pulling in Dixie D'Amelio or a content creator just to be there?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's some money.
But it was so, they spent all their money on creators and stuff because you see how low the production was.
The animation of the robot.
The robot. No, I saw the TikTok. This is pretty. It was like the robot like dancing in the background. He was like, it was Jake Paul talking about a security card.
Yeah, this is his security card that died and the robot's back there throwing down.
Oh, God.
It was so funny.
Yeah. So it was it was interesting. I guarantee they made some money off of having those people there. Like, not even off of the, like...
Well, I mean, that's the only reason they want them there.
I wonder if they paid them. Do you think they paid them to be there?
I guarantee.
Probably not as much as some of their...
But no! Dude, there's no way they paid them. Just getting invited to such a big event.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I mean, you gotta think, there's no way they had to pay Dixie D'Amelio to go hang out with Pete Davidson and Jack Harlow.
Well, I know you follow Dixie D'Amelio. Did she make videos on the fight?
Brady?
I know you follow her, so don't act like you don't follow her.
She made, two, but it was in her hotel room, though, was it?
Really?
Yeah.
He was standing in the background of those videos. Yeah.
They didn't pay him then, because she would have made a video, like, promoting it if they paid her.
No, they made no video. I guarantee it was just kind of like, oh, I got invited to this. I'm going to go. Yeah. And it was.
And then she was trying to put the belt on and couldn't put the belt on, so she had to get help to come out there.
All three of them were out there, and they couldn't get
the belt. Oh, three girls.
What happened to Charlie, though? Where was Char?
She's just standing there. Background.
Where was the Duncan Charlettes at?
She was there. But she was.
The fact that she's 16 and that the fight's hilarious. Dude, every 5 seconds, there needs to be a fucking someone just smoking a joint or talking about smoking.
That was like some dingy New York street underground fight club is what that looked like.
I know.
I think it'd be in Atlanta. That's like the last place I'd think that they'd be doing that.
Yeah, if you thought he was big time, why aren't they in Vegas?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, they got
not big time.
They got the big old stadium, the Falcon Stadium, though. They
play. I mean, what would you consider those people? Like C-class celebrities?
Who, Charlie?
All of the people there. I mean, Snoop Dogg's like what, B? B?
Snoop. B or A right there.
Snoop's between B and A. Any
TikTokers
like
everybody else is. Yeah, C, D, C, and then Pete
Davidson. There's like a cap out here.
Jack Harlow, Pete Davidson, they were up there. They were, I mean, they have, you know, they're known.
Yeah, I guess. That's why it wasn't A-class, because they weren't.
Yeah,
I guess
no, there was no A-class celebrities there. I mean, Justin Bieber. I forgot about Justin.
Was
Bieber.
He there?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, remember?
Oh, he sang. Right. That's right.
I got them peaches out in Georgia.
Yeah,
I guess he's A. He's definitely high A-class. Everybody knows who Justin Bieber is.
Oh, for sure. He's like one of the definitions of A-class.
They paid him to be there, though.
Outside of royalty.
Oh, for everybody that performed had to have gotten paid.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
They can be showing that stuff for free.
If a company – okay, this one's kind of sketchy because we know some people in the community that have done this before. If a company offered you $1,000 to promote a extremely sketchy product, would you do it?
Well, if I looked, if I, like, did the research on it and tried it myself and it wasn't sketchy.
DP bots.
Nah, but
I mean, I did a promotion for a CD keys for window keys, and everybody was like, "Oh, that's sketchy and whatnot."
That's
but it's
legit.
The same. It's the same website that Ed from TechSource promotes.
I watched Ren Frank P's video this morning.
No,
sponsored by CDK keys or whatever it's called.
But if it was like some super sketch, like, I would just say, or if it was super, 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 super sketchy. I would hit them with just a crazy like $10,000 promo fee. Mm-hmm. And then if they did go through with it, I'd have to really rethink to see how sketchy it was, but probably not.
Don't think about it as like CD keys. Think about it as like no one's ever heard of this before. You look it up. There's like almost no press on it. So you can't tell if it's
real or not.
And then like
are you talking about something digital or physical?
Digital.
Oh, that's even sketchier.
If you get the amount of money first before you even make the videos, you gotta kind of think like, oh, this is a little bit more legit because they can, if they can't afford to pay, they can't just be throwing $10,000.
There's
no way.
Not
I would download it first, and if I got the virus, I would know like a virus or malware. I would know not to promote it because I don't want to promote something that would end up giving other people, you know,
you don't want to screw other people over.
Stuff that happens is like they give you a specific download link that's not a virus, mm-hmm. and then like, oh,
I see what you're saying.
Who was it? I think it was like Linus's social media. He did like the guy that handles all his promotion deals.
Mm-hmm.
He got an offer for like buttload of money to promote the sketchy thing. They gave him a specific download link that wasn't sketchy, and then he looked up the public one and it was malware. So I don't know.
Oh, so they kind of
I mean, oh, I never mind. I don't want to bring that up on the podcast. People are going to start doing it. Moving on, we have would you want to own a Android?
No.
Why?
I owned a Galaxy S7.
He's dying.
And then the S8 or whatever. I don't like Androids. Like their camera quality is okay taking pictures, but like if you go onto like TikTok or Snapchat, it's like three pixels.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, like the poets, he has like a Samsung
S20 Fold or whatever.
Like it's like a $2,000 phone. It looks like a Motorola.
Yeah, it just
it's not good. It's not
that quality is bad, and I don't like the operating system. I love iPhone because how like simple they've made it.
If anyone listening has an Android and wants to make TikToks, but doesn't want to get bullied, because you will get bullied if you have bad quality. I'm not going to lie.
No, but
just film the video outside of TikTok, mm-hmm. and then upload it to – you just upload. So take the video outside, just take your normal camera app, and then you're good. That's what I did on one. Everyone thought I had like a camera, like
what
a normal
camera. Because like you can't do that on Duets, Stitches, stuff like that. Completely puts you off limit for that. Plus, you have to physically go into an app if you can't, like, one take it. That's why the Poets can do that, is because he just takes one take videos. He does no cuts in his videos. And so he doesn't have to edit it. He just literally takes it from his camera roll to TikTok. But, like, say you have a bunch of cuts in your videos, you can't do that because you'd have to take it and do an editing software.
Well, yeah, and anyone that wants to get a decent amount of views in a video, you have to have quick cuts because, like, people's attention span on TikTok, no more than 4 seconds max. True. If it's not cutting in something else, nah, you're screwed.
All
right. Like, every one of my TikToks, it cuts, like, every, like, 3 to 4 seconds.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that either. I couldn't.
Even if I don't need to.
Our next topic is on the topic of TikTok again. This was the one that me and Asen have been wanting to ask, and we're going to ask probably every person we get on the podcast. Thoughts on streamer TikTok?
Vibey stream TikTok.
Vibey streamer TikTok. Not, like, good content TikTok, like, you know.
It's not for me. Like, I don't stay and watch it. Yeah. If you want to promote your stream, promote clips, like, you having fun. Like, the whole getting ready to stream and, like, you know, clicking your stream deck. And, like, if that's all your content is, it's just not entertaining and nobody's going to retain and watch that. But if you, like, have cool – if you're really good at games and you're, like, an actual gameplay streamer, post your crazy clips. People will watch that. But I don't know. I mean, to each their own, if that's the content they're into. I'm not into it. I don't find it entertaining, but...
Yeah, you have, like, 450K. I don't think you posted, like, one video, like, dedicated on, like, Twitch streaming in general. Yeah.
Maybe way back when I was at, like, 4 or 5K.
Yeah.
Last one I did was that clip we played Phasmophobia on.
And that was a good clip. That was a solid clip. But on the other hand of streamer TikTok, you have, like, three sides of streamer TikTok. You have clicking your stream deck, hey guys, I'm going live. Then you have, like, really, like, clips, like, you know, clips of your stream. And then you have, guys, I'll be grinding forever. And
or the video, they're outside playing basketball and then they go
cancel those. Pax FN or whatever his name is, cancel it.
Dude, why can't we throw names, dude? I want to throw names.
Go for it. I don't want to.
I'm not. No hate towards the guy.
Your video today, it was sad. I laughed at it. I'm not going
to
lie.
That is the most gringiest and dungiest way to gain a following is by literally guilting people in and lying, blatantly lying. I have 2 days to become a Twitch partner. A week and a half later, I have 3 months. Like, dude,
you're 13.
Let your content speak for itself and stop guilting people into liking you.
Exactly. And then you join those people's streams and it's like, how do people watch this for more than 10 seconds?
No, and he's just talking to, then they're just talking to their friends. They don't even talk to chat. They don't have any interaction. Yeah. They're not entertaining. Like, their faces, they're just boring, honestly.
But he got a following from hate. Like, his entire Twitch and his entire TikTok is derived from people hating you.
Is he still doing things?
No, he deleted, like, all of his videos and still has the followers. And he restarted up recently. And people were like, dude, you've been lying for, like, a year now trying to gain a following. Stop.
Who is this? I've never heard of them. What's his name?
Pax FN? He was early. He was early. Like,
he was like one of the first people to start that.
Guilt trip. Yeah.
Jesus.
You need to look for him because, trust me, you're missing out on a lot of great
41K. I've been streaming for two. Last upload was September.
Especially as an 18-year-old kid. Like,
yeah.
13-year-old? Okay, you're young, but if you're 18 trying to guilt people into, like, following you and to honestly think that that's going to create a career for you and you're going to retain those viewers, that's just not going
to
work.
Like, Fallen, you work a job. I mean, you're not relying on Twitch to pay your bills. Like, so then, therefore, you don't have to guilt trip people. Like, guys, I need 200 subs by the end of this week so I can feed my child.
Yeah, literally. And people that want to, like, I'm all about creating content as a full-time job, but do not skip college or do not get a job because you want streaming to be your full-time job, because the chances of that happening is, like, I think it's like 4%.
And even if it does happen, falling off is so easy to do.
That's why you don't follow your eggs. It happened to
so many people, including myself. On Twitch, I average have as many views as I used to.
Well, that's Twitch in general right now. Everybody's views are low.
Exactly. It's dying, I'm telling you.
I think it's because something I heard is about the notification system. I heard they're only sending out 10% of 10% of your following is getting your noties, and then it's only sending noties out to like your reoccurring streamer or your reoccurring viewers.
Yeah, what? That's the weird thing. Literally, like, sometimes my notifications don't even go out. Like, yesterday I had to end after 15 minutes because I had 9 viewers because no notifications went out.
It's just random people clicking on Twitch or from Discord.
Yeah.
Discord notifications through a random bot is better.
So, man, Twitch is just interesting.
YouTube streaming, I think YouTube streaming is cool. I've never tried it nor really watched a YouTube stream. I mean, maybe one.
That's the thing. Nobody watches YouTube or Facebook streaming. Everybody knows Twitch for like watching.
Also, I don't know if you guys, like, I've never had notifications on for YouTube, like the app itself, in my life. Because I get notifications for a random person I'm subbed from like 2 years ago. Yeah. I don't want to watch that random person's content, so I don't have notifications on.
I have very few people actually.
I think I have 2 with noties on. Yeah,
very, very low amount.
I set mine for the whole app off.
So we never really got to like the specific, like, hey guys, I'm grinding every day to be my best. And
UM Spark, dude, I saw Sink's video today and yesterday. It's so bad. Like, respect for actually putting in like the time to like actually film with a normal camera, edit it, do all that stuff. I would never want to do that. I don't want to put that much time in. But it's just a video of him like getting up, going outside and playing basketball, and then coming back with like an inspirational quote above it. And it's like, dude, what was that fucking one? Like, if the water's blue, it's wet or some bullshit. It's like a fake one. Was so funny.
But I feel like people put in too much time trying to make a viral video.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
TikTok's more like consistent, videos.
TikTok doesn't care about quality either.
No, God no. Like, no.
The quality of your video, you could shoot. I've seen videos that were shot in like 360p that have like 1 million views.
Yeah dude,
and then you got people out here posting like 8K video clips that get like 100 to 200.
Yeah, no.
There's no point to putting that much time. Then you can't get mad about like, yeah, like, oh, I put in like 10 times as much time and this kid with 10 followers got 10 times the amount of views. Like, you can't get mad at them. You got to get mad at yourself, because why are you even taking them this much time to do it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear you guys.
What?
Yeah, it's literally, hold on.
Well, while we're on this quick intermission, while the old man tries to figure out how to work his computer.
Dude, his face. He's
so shows my audio's working. But yeah, cut out here. Let me pop out and pop back in.
Right, okay.
Right. It's gonna ruin the video on our thing real quick, guys, if you're on the video version.
How are you filming this?
OBS.
All right.
Yeah.
Falling?
What is happening?
Are you kidding? How far in are we to our podcast? It's
34 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's been pretty fast.
We've got one more topic that we want to go over with Fallen, and then we'll be wrapping it up. And
if he can join.
And
he can fix his shit.
This would be like our first section of the outro for the podcast, so I'd like to let you guys know, or let us know, who you want on the podcast, how often you want the podcast. Yeah.
Drop
creators
in whatever comment section you're watching this on.
Yeah, what you want us to talk about. I mean, seriously, and if you're on the video version, make sure to drop some in the comments, drop some ideas, some topics, some creators you want on here. One that we've really been trying to get recently is Matthias Fortnite God.
If you don't know, he's basically Blaze fuels Blaze Technology videos.
What a
mega
legend.
Hits and stuff like that. Yeah. That is the kid.
So he's he's the guy. He's the guy. I mean, Blaze Technology, big fan of the guy.
Yeah, we have a few guests lined up, but I mean, it depends what you guys want to see. Because
mm-hmm.
you may not care about Darren Tech. I know I do, but hey, who knows?
Then,
so when will this be uploaded?
I don't know. Probably tomorrow. If you're, they'll probably be watching on like 25th. That's tomorrow. Cause I gotta edit a little bit. But
yeah,
I think we may have to wrap it up without Fallen. Because he's struggling a little bit.
And then are we coming out with like every week or something? Like
yeah,
once a
every week or something. The most consistent podcast
every week
in the world.
Or 2 weeks. We may not make it over for another month. Who knows?
It just depends. Hey, if it gets more than 15 streams on Spotify, we're doing one next week, okay?
There we go. Hey, 15 streams. Share with your friends. If they really want to watch this crap, go ahead.
Hey.
This is our first one. Please give us recommendations of like what we could do better.
Yes, please.
I know it probably wasn't the best. It was our first one. First time
I've been on
a podcast.
These people that are watching, though, they probably watch our Twitch and watch us just drive around in GTA for 30 minutes. So, I mean, hey, this is
like
top-tier entertainment for you.
This is big moves.
This is next level. But I think that's going to wrap up our podcast. Let us know if you have any topics or people that you want to see on the podcast. We'll be making sure to check the comments on all platforms. And
reading every single comment.
Every single one. And make sure if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, if you're in the retirement.
Okay, we're back. We're good.
Oh, my gosh. We're wrapping it up. Fallen, do you have any?
Ask him the last question. Ask him the last question. All right. Fallen, would you ever consider moving to L.A. with the Clout House or making your own house in L.A. and being, like, with a bunch of weirdos who stay inside all day?
No.
All right, guys, thank you for watching the podcast. We will be wrapping up. I appreciate you guys watching. Make sure to come next week. Leave all topics that you have in the comments below and let us know what you'd like to see. Thank you again, Fallen, for coming on the podcast. And